It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 21st.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is cannibalize, spelled C-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-I-Z-E. Cannibalize is a verb that means to take salvageable parts from something, such as a disabled machine, for use in building or repairing another machine. It can also mean to make use of a part taken from one thing in building, repairing, or creating something else. Cannibalize can also mean to deprive of an essential part or element in creating or sustaining another facility or enterprise, or to take sales away from an existing product by selling or being sold as a similar but new product, usually from the same manufacturer. Also, to affect something, such as an existing product, adversely by cannibalizing sales. Finally, cannibalize can mean to practice cannibalism. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Post and Courier from Charleston by John McDermott. As it turns out, the company's 787 campus in North Charleston is helping to downsize the design of the aircraft. The concern is that a new jet in the 270-passenger category would cannibalize the Dreamliner program, which remains a critical revenue source for Boeing. During World War II, military personnel often used salvageable parts from disabled vehicles and aircraft to repair other vehicles and aircraft. This sacrifice of one thing for the sake of another of its kind must have reminded some folks of cannibalism by humans and animals, because the process came to be known as cannibalizing. The armed forces of this time were also known to cannibalize, that is, to take away personnel from units to build up other units. It didn't take long for this military slang term to become civilianized. Since its demobilization, the term has been used in a variety of contexts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.